Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiyah, and then later they were moved to Najaf, and he studied in Najaf. And according to the teachers that we have heard from our teachers or the resources that we had, they have said like he became mujtahid at the age of 16 and he had the ijazah from Ayatollah Khoi.
When we look at his scientific activities, his scholarly books, we see that all of his ideas come from a very established foundation. And that systematic, planned, programmed system can also be observed and manifested in his political and social activities.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher and analysis on the thoughts, theories, and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers all across the nation of Islam. With me in the studio are two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Zazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. We want to discuss one of the most important theories of Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Dr. Zazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Good to be here.
So today we want to talk about another important theory and idea of Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, and that is the necessity to establish an Islamic authority, or we can say a state. Now all the people know that Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr was looking for an ideal Islamic land in his mind. But it was not like a land without order or without discipline. He had some organizations in his mind in order to establish an Islamic land, Islamic authority or state. And that's why when the late Imam Khomeini started his movement in Iran, he was one of the strong defenders of the thoughts of Imam Khomeini. And this has been documented in the audios and also in the books and the letters that were written by Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, brother, let's start with you. What kind of state or authority Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr was after?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, we know that Shaheed Baqir al-Sadr was a highly educated and esteemed scholar, and he was a marja, and he was at the level of faqaha. There is a basic, basically, in the Islam, and that is anything that brings the whole Muslim ummah in a unity, or anything that gives a discipline to the Muslim ummah, that effort is valuable in Islam.
Okay.
Now, if we think about the unity and discipline of the Muslim ummah, the only solution that comes to mind is the, obviously, the governance, one governorship of the Muslim ummah.
That's right.
And that's why Shaheed Sadr very much, we can say, like, he favored Imam Khomeini in his ideology of Wali Faqih and the Islamic Revolution. Why? Because of this, the Muslim ummah will come under the umbrella of the true representative of, we can say, like, Imam, which is Faqih, number one. Number two, then a Faqih who is God-weary, muttaqi, who is God-fearing, he will be leading the Muslim ummah.
Right.
And when he leads the Muslim ummah, he will lead on the basis of the rulings that are said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay. And the situation of his time, I mean, the Ba'ath regime was ruling over Iraq. We can say he could see the dictatorship over there. The Pahlavi regime in Iran, we can say the monarchy king system.
Ali Saud in the Hijaz,
Saudi Arabia and Hijaz. They had their own effect, I think, in we can say, improving this idea, isn't it?
They were.
In their mind
obviously,
of Shaheed
he has Sad. He has seen at that time, and we can see even at this time, that the people are oppressed by these so-called rulers who are basically ruling the country, who are governing the country or ruling the country for their own, we can say, benefits. And they're not working for the Muslim ummah. They're not doing anything for the Muslim ummah, but obviously to increase their own wealth.
That's all right.
It's their own. Especially, you know, in today's world, if you look at the Muslim countries, for example, you see Pakistan, Abu Dhabi, for example, other countries where there are the kings, they have their own system. There are the crown kings, and it's just one family who is becoming wealthier, richer and richer. And then there's the poor people who are oppressed in the places where we have, like, for example, like there's a prime minister or the president, mm-hmm. the fights off to different groups, political groups. Everyone is working for their own. No one is talking about the Muslim Ummah. Therefore, there is a need of a movement in which we can unite the whole Muslim Ummah that tomorrow when Imam will reappear, we are united as one.
As one supporter to support him. Okay, thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Dr. Razazadeh, Shahid Mohammad Baghir Assad believed in the Islamic Authority and Islamic State not only as a necessity for religious matters, but also for human civilization. This is very important. I mean, we can say the establishment of a state is a necessity for the humans in general.
Yes.
And he said that this is based on the fitrah of the human being. I mean, to establish a state for them.
In nature.
What was the reason? Yes, in nature. What was the reason for that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In order to have a better understanding of the idea of Shahid Saad regarding Islamic ruling or ruling at the time of the absence of the infallible Imam, we need to also have in mind the principles that he had in order to shape this idea. You know, Shahid Saad had based this idea on three important foundations. One is that, he believed in God. The second is that he believed in unity. This is simple. And also based on justice. So these three things that he believed in, based on these, he made three principles. The first principle is absolute governorship of God over the universe.
Okay.
So because we are believers and we believe
that God exists. So atheism has no place in his
idea. Exactly.
Okay.
So, he wants to bring principles, and out of those principles, he wants to get a conclusion, and that conclusion is the necessity and importance and the role of the ruling and Islamic ruling.
So there is a God and there is divinity.
Yeah,
okay.
So the first principle is absolute governorship of God over the world. The second principle is traditions of God in the creation. God has made this world based on some principles and some what we call sunan or sunnatullah.
Yes.
There are traditions of God. And the third one is freedom of will for the human being as an intellectual entity. I'm trying to be very brief. This needs a lot of explanation.
Yes.
But based on these important three principles, he comes to this idea, he comes to this conclusion that establishment of a government at any time is not only a right of the humankind, because they have been given this freedom, and it's not only a right, but also a responsibility of all the humankind. But then we have two different situations.
Right.
One situation is when we have an infallible person among us, a prophet of God.
Yes.
Who knows things better than any other person because they are free from error.
Yes.
The second time, which is the majority of the times that the humankind have existed or have lived, is the time that an infallible person is not available, is not among us to rule over the society. So he says that in both cases, we need a divine type of ruling, a godly type of ruling. When that person is available, he will be the ruler. When that person is not available, a person like him needs to be in charge of the things in order to do everything, in order to manage everything based on the divine rulings or Islamic rulings.
That's right. This is very much close what you say to the theory of Velayat-e Faqih, isn't it?
Yes, it is very close to that. Actually, he is explaining somehow the same idea based on different principles.
Yes.
So he's looking at it from a different aspect. So the point is that absolute governorship of God over the world and that freedom of will of the humanity and that traditions of God in the universe is manifested only when a proper religious government is established by the proper person. So it's a manifestation of many different principles that we believe in. So it's not something simple. That's important. And then he talks about the conditions, the situations, and the importance. And maybe
That's right. Thank you very much. So, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, this is a new look. We can say because after Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imams, the Muslims were living for so many years. I mean, they were called Muslims. they were living according to Islamic rulings and Islamic obligations. But now that's the time in order to revive the idea of Islamic authority and a state, especially in the modern world. He's talking in the 21st century. Very difficult. It needs lots of studies. It needs lots of courage, I think, on that time by Shahid Assad, because he was living under the control of Ba'ath regime to present such ideas.
It is obviously, and that's why the Ba'ath regime, like, obviously, they made him captive. Mm-hmm. And he was imprisoned by them. Even, you know, the fatwas that he had, I think we discussed about some of his fatwas in previous
yes.
episodes when we were talking. And yes, that is true. And that's what made Shahid Sadr and Imam Khomeini different from other scholars of their time.
Yes.
You know, we still have some people who say, like, this, the system that is the Islamic Revolution, the system of Vilayat-e-Faqih, some of scholars, they say it is only introduced by Imam Khomeini.
Okay.
But there are the, we can see, like, the witnesses from Sheikh Ansari and the other scholars yes. as well before him.
Okay.
But because he made it practical mm-hmm. in his time,
yes.
that's why people say, like, in different countries, they say it's an innovation of Imam Khomeini. But yes, that is true. And okay. that is according to the Quran, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, the best thing about these scholars, when we are talking about them, these teachers, obviously, in this program, is that whatever they have, the ideologies and the thoughts and the, you know, the path which they went on, it's all according to the Quran. It's all according to the original, we can say, Islam, the Muhammadan Islam, which was brought by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For example, you know, in the same Islamic State, in the discussion of Islamic State, Shahid Sadr brings a verse, and he talks about the verse in chapter 5, verse number 44.
Mm-hmm.
In that, he says, it's not only about the Muslims to do that. It's not like we can say, like, because we are the Muslims, we need to get united.
That's right.
It was all the time. It's the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way brother has just mentioned, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
He brings an ayah and he says, like, chapter 5, verse 44. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا التَّوْرَاةَ فِيهَا هُدًى وَنُورٍ يَحْكُمُ بِهَا النَّبِيُّونَ
That's right.
الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَرَبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارِ بِمَا اسْتُحْفِظُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ شُهَدًا He says that the prophets also witnessed on the, you know, the successorship of the human being on the earth. And the verse says, like, lo, we did reveal the Torah within his guidance and light. Within this Torah is guidance and
That's
light.
That's right.
Now, by which the prophets who surrendered unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judged the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
They were governing the Jews. They were running the states. They were ruling over the Jews with those That's with right. that book. And the rabbis and the priests judged by such of Allah's scripture as they were bidden to observe.
That's right.
And thereunto were the witnesses. So basically, even at the time of previous prophets, we can see the same thing.
No.
Even in many programs, we have mentioned this verse, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he says to the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam,
yes.
in chapter 2, verse number 124, okay. that, oh Ibrahim, now we are making you the leader, imam.
Yes. yes.
Why he made him imam?
Yes.
For the state, for the Muslim state of that time.
That's all right.
So all the time,
yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's in the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mm-hmm. that Muslims should live in a state, in yes. one state, and there is no territory amongst the, you know, the way we have these borders today
yes.
between
the
two countries,
borders,
the geographical
right.
borders.
Yes.
At that time, it yeah. was between the Muslim state yeah. and non-Muslim.
And the beautiful point about Shahid Assad is that because they, we can say, prevented him from holding the fiqhi sessions,
mm-hmm.
he tried to manifest his ideas through Quran exegesis.
Yes.
And we know that through the exegesis that was given out of the verses of the Holy Quran, he was talking about the ideal Islamic land, state, and the ruling that he was after, based on the Qurani verse. And the welcome that he made, the warm welcome he made to Imam Khomeini, because he was in exile. He was sent to Turkey and then to Najaf. He and the other scholars went there, welcomed him. You know, for 40 years they were friends. They were close friends, ideologically speaking. And the six-volume book that he compiled, Al-Islam Yaqud al-Hayat, this yes. is very important. He talks about the constitution of the Muslim lands, the rulings over there, the details that are given over there in six volumes. This shows that, for sure, He was very much different from the other scholars and the Maharaja of his time. May Allah bless the soul of Shaheed Muhammad Baghir Assad and his scholar sister, Shahida bint al-Huda Assad, who was also martyred by Saddam. May Allah bless both of them. And thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Very kind of you. And Dr. Reza Zadeh, thank you very much too.
You're very welcome.
Dear listeners, for more information on this program and our other episodes of the program, The Teacher, visit our website, parstoday.com/en. On the right top of our website is Call of Islam Radio tab. Also, visit our YouTube channel, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode and another Muslim scholar, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Allah.